We're waiting for the voting to begin in Congress after lawmakers in both parties say they have reached a deal to fund the government and prevent another partial shutdown, which would come on Friday. Congressional Republicans settled for nearly $1.4 billion for physical barriers along the border with Mexico. That's far less than President Trump had demanded. Joining us now is Democratic Congresswoman Deb Haaland of New Mexico. Congresswoman, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
And do you think that the deal that apparently has been worked out is a good compromise?
You know, I trust my colleagues to negotiate in good faith, and I am going to keep an open mind and support what it is that my colleagues have hammered out for us.
What do you think changed this time that allowed the two parties apparently to come together and put some money in for a border barrier, even though they couldn't do it last time, and the government was shut down for 35 days as a result?
Yeah, well, it's the 35-day government shutdown. It was a disaster, and it was a disaster for President Trump because everyone knew that he was the cause of it. People in my district going without a paycheck, being forced to work when they didn't have money to put gas in their car, questioning whether they had health insurance or not with, you know, looming health issues. It was a disaster all the way around. And so we can't go through that again. And I will support legislation to never have another government shutdown again.
Are you concerned at all? Because there was a moment before the last shutdown when it looked like this right now, where the two parties had come together. And then all of a sudden, President Trump backed away and said, I'm not going to support that. Are you concerned that he will do that again this time?
You know, we have such an erratic president. You know, one minute he seems reasonable, the next minute he's off the rails. So, I mean, all we can do is hope that, I guess, you catch him on a good day and he decides to put the American people ahead of his own, you know, warped kind of interests.
Congresswoman, you're one of the few Native members of Congress, and I want to ask you about specifically the shutdown as it relates to Native Americans. There was an address yesterday called the State of Indian Nations Address. It's kind of like the State of the Union.
Yes.
And the National Congress of American Indians, President Jefferson Keel, said in that address that the shutdown wreaked financial havoc on Native American tribes. Here he is.
It represented a gross dereliction of duty by our leaders in Washington, who are sworn to uphold the federal government's legally mandated trust and treaty obligations to tribal nations by providing adequate, stable funding for programs that serve our people.
Now, you gave the congressional response to that address yesterday. What did the shutdown mean for Native people, especially given those treaty obligations that he was talking about?
Right. Well, of course, President Keel did not exaggerate the truth at all. It was a dereliction of duty. It is, you know, the federal government is mandated to their treaty and trust obligations to Indian tribes across the country. And it was terrible. Halfway through the shutdown, we had a hearing and invited some folks from Indian country who testified about urban Indian health, about the food distribution program, about services that tribes provide. And they testified that, yes, it was a disaster. You know, programs were shutting down. They weren't able to serve their communities. And the fact that the U.S. does have a trust responsibility to Indian tribes, they should never be subjected to that kind of inadequacy, which is why that I am co-sponsoring some bills to make sure that tribes don't have to go through this. If there is another government shutdown, these appropriations for health care, for example, need to be exempted.
I want to finally ask you about one more thing that's all over the news today, and that involves one of your fellow freshman Democratic representatives, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, who has apologized for a tweet suggesting that Republican support of Israel is fueled by donations from AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. What do you think of her initial comments and the backlash against them, including from the House Speaker, Nancy Pelosi?
Sure. Well, I mean, of course, any hint or any type of anti-Semitism in any form needs to be soundly rejected. I soundly reject, you know, anyone who puts anything like that forward at all. I thought Leader Pelosi did what she needed to do to make sure that we stop this in its tracks, because the Democrats, we support Israel's right to exist. You know, there are innocent people all over who need to be respected and treated with dignity, and that is something that I will always stand by. So I'm happy that my colleague apologized. I feel like going forward, I'm sure she will learn, and, you know, we're all here to make sure that we are standing by the people.
That is Congresswoman Deb Haaland, a Democrat representing New Mexico's 1st District. Congresswoman, thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.